President Stephen Orleans, thank you for being with us on CRI's program. Do you think the just concluded Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation offers the world a clearer and more concrete vision of the Belt and Road Initiative, and what impressed you most?
I think it does offer a clearer vision. When I watch, you know, President Xi host all of these leaders, I think back to 2005 when Robert Zoellick, the then Deputy Secretary of State, spoke about China becoming a responsible stakeholder in the world system. I think the Belt and Road and what President Xi has laid out is an incarnation of the responsible stakeholder. It's what China should do. It's what China's role in the world should be. It's going to lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty, and it's good for China, it's good for the world.
The U.S. side has made the last-minute decision to send a delegation to participate in this forum. How would you assess U.S. recent changes of attitude towards initiatives launched by China like this Belt and Road Initiative?
We're seeing increased cooperation in a broad area. So we're seeing increased cooperation on North Korea. We're seeing increased cooperation. We've seen an early harvest of some of the trade and investment issues that have been discussed between the two governments. So we're seeing a broadening cooperation. I think the decision to send a delegation at the very last minute was a reflection of the broader cooperation. What the U.S. interest in the Belt and Road is that we should be able to participate, our businesses should be able to participate in the projects, whether they're in Pakistan, Uzbekistan, the Czech Republic, that U.S. companies offer equipment and technologies that should be useful, and it strengthens the partnership between the United States and China.
We've noticed that the U.S. delegation proposed that they are quite interested in China's private economic sector during the forum. What do you think are the best possible areas for China and the U.S. to cooperate concerning this Belt and Road Initiative?
Oh, I think there are many areas. I mean, there are areas, some are equipment. Well, I noticed General Electric was there, certainly as China builds power plants and other things, the turbines and others, they still make the best ones in the world, so hope they can participate in that. America's engineering and construction services company work well with China's engineering and construction services companies. They should find ways to partner in these areas. American architects, there's a whole range of services that American companies can provide to these projects in the Belt and Road. So there are a whole host of private sectors where the U.S. and China can work together. And what that does is it builds the relationship throughout the world.
So in general, what would you expect this Belt and Road Initiative to contribute to world, especially the world economy?
Well, what I hope it does is by building infrastructure, the way a lot of the Belt and Road is conceived to do, you provide people with services which allows them to create businesses which lift them out of poverty. So ultimately, what I hope the Belt and Road can do is lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty and to tie China to that. So when they're out of poverty, they'll trade more with China. They'll trade more with America. So it not only helps the world in the sense that it is a poverty alleviation program, but it helps China in that it will be able, when these people are lifted out of poverty, it will be able to, they not only will sell goods to China, China will sell goods to them, and it increases international trade. So it's a win for China, it's a win for the countries that receive the investment, and therefore it's a win for the world.
Thank you.